October 17th, 2020, and my name is Ingrid Castle. The show is called Immunize Wisely because immunize means we need to do things to strengthen immune function in our world, and certainly getting our mind, body, and spirit together at this time in history should be a priority. Anyway, I usually do a news wrap-up, and I'm going to keep it really short. I always scan the Republic Broadcasting news feed, and they're always so on top of everything, all the great news. And so I always encourage people, if you've missed going through the feed every few days, you should really do yourself a favor and do that. I do want to mention that I am the director of Vaccination Liberation, and you can go to our websites of vaccinetruth.com, vaclib.org, vaclib.org. And then I have another website where I talk about health that I, you know, need to be working on a little bit more, but still has a lot of great information, humbleweed.net. So without much further ado, our chat room is Immunize Wisely. That's with a Z. It's stylized, W-I-Z-E-L-Y, .chatandgo.com. And that is hosted by Mer Bailey. I really appreciate Mer Bailey's work doing that. And so I will be dropping a couple links there so that you can see what's going on. This is the one thing I saw that RBN missed that I wanted to just mention. And that is there was a document that actually John Rappaport brought it to our attention. Maybe other people did before him, but it was, I believe, July 16th, 2020. It's at the FDA.gov website, but it's from the CDC, 59-page document. And what he highlighted was a little piece on page 39, and it claimed, you know, basically they've never isolated a specimen of the COVID-19 virus. You know, this is the thing we've been all screaming about, you know, where is Koch's postulates, even Rivers' postulates, you know, from the polio days. They've never really proven that these viruses or germs are infectious. And this is, you know, what's really coming out, the big news to me, because I was really, you know, as many people that are regular listeners, I've been, you know, screaming about the Human Microbiome Project for a long time, that needs to, you know, really be highlighted, because it showed that there's no infectious disease. It can't be when you have what they thought were pathogenic organisms in all 257 healthy people. So anyway, you know, it's time for us to take responsibility as human beings and be responsible for our health. So without much further ado, I mean, I'm just going to say real quick what it says. It says, since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 nCoV are currently available, assays designed for detection of the 2019 nCoV RNA were tested with characterized stocks. So, you know, it kind of goes on and on. I mean, it gets into a lot of, I don't call it legalese, I call it medicalese. But anyway, you can certainly look it up yourself if you go to John Rappaport's website, nomorefakenews.com. I think it was October he came out with that. So anyway, let's go ahead and bring on my guest. And let's see, I put this here. So my guest today is actually fairly well known these days, Dr. Pam Popper. She's my guest. Pam Popper is an internationally recognized expert on nutrition, medicine, and health, and is the founder and executive director of, oh my gosh, this move is funny, of the Wellness Forum Health. The website's wellnessforumhealth.com. She has been featured in numerous documentaries and is the author of Food Over Medicine, The Conversation That Could Save Your Life. Her latest book with co-author Shane Pryor, COVID Operation, What Happened, Why It Happened, and What's Next, was just released a few days ago and is available now for only $19.99 on Amazon, which I think that's quite a deal for a 442-page solid book with documentation. So I would encourage you to go out and get that. You know, it sounds like a page-turner. Pam is also a lobbyist and public policy expert and continually works toward changing laws that interfere with patients' rights to choose their health care provider and method of care. She has testified in front of legislative committees on numerous occasions and has testified 3 times in front of the USDA's Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. But, you know, while our country was being locked down state by state, she took some of those talents and founded Make Americans Free Again. And you can go makeamericansfreeagain.com, where all freedom-loving Americans are encouraged to join the network to protect our Bill of Rights and restore our Constitution. Recently, the group joined up with OhioStandsUp.org, which is doing a lawsuit against the state of Ohio and Governor DeWine. So welcome to the show, Pam. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show to give us the latest update on the lawsuit and all kinds of other stuff going on in the world.
Well, thank you. We sure do have a lot to talk about. And one good thing, there's nothing, no shortage of topics to talk about every day. There are developments. So, glad to be here.
Right. And that's why I say, you know, all the other hosts are just, you know, chomping at the bit, sharing with everybody all this stuff. We have a great website, Pam. If you just want to get a quick news summary, you go to republicbroadcasting.org and just scan the news feed, because the listeners are great about bringing the station up to date. And it's just, you know, a great source, you know, one-stop station for, you know, what's really going on. And because it's changing all the time. I mean, and it's hard to keep up and still have a life.
Well, that I don't have a life right now, but that's okay. I'll have a life when this is over. I don't mind giving that up for the time being, because this is kind of important stuff that we're doing.
Well, yeah, it's either communism or freedom, huh?
Well, it's communism or freedom, and it's we now, just to kind of set the stage for the gravity of the situation, looking around the world, we now have had more people die, not of the virus, but of the lockdowns, children starving, people dying from lack of medical care, suicides, overdoses, all that kind of thing. We have killed more people, these people who are behind this, have killed more people than the Nazis slaughtered in World War II. And so we're really talking about people who are guilty of crimes against humanity. And I was thrilled to see that Dr. Atlas actually referred to them that way on the Laura Ingraham show this past week. So more and more people, I was accused in the beginning of being incredibly politically incorrect, which I was known for before this ever happened. But now more and more people are becoming politically incorrect and just saying, I'm going to tell you what's going on out there. I'm just going to put it in plain terms. And if you don't like it, sorry about that, but this is the truth.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, I think when we were so in shock, for me, that it was going that far, that people were, you know, starting to mask and doing the social distancing and locking everything down. I was selling my place and closing on the place I'm living in now during that time. And I felt like I was in, you know, some kind of other planet, you know. I just couldn't believe it was really going on. And I think a lot of it took us so, you know, and you know, I was like, oh my gosh, this is huge, because I saw most people just buying into whatever the media said. It was like a level of brainwashing that I didn't realize was there.
Yeah. It is brainwashing, and the people behind this had good reason to believe that a pretty decent, percentage of the population was susceptible to it. In fact, in my book, there's a one of the first chapters is called The Perfect Storm, and it describes the four things that had to be in place in order to pull off something this awful. And one of them was a susceptible population that had been dumbed down enough by public education to buy this nonsense story. And
Yes.
that's politically incorrect to say too, but it's absolutely true. And as the story has become more preposterous, you notice that what's going on now just defies any kind of logic. If you're a thinking person, you have to be looking at this and saying this is absolutely insane. But we have tens of millions of not thinking people in this country who are, by the way, going to be the most damaged from this. And I was pretty angry with these people. I still am right now because not thinking is really no unforgivable in my mind. But when you think about it, people like you and I, when this is over, and it is going to be over, this isn't going to go on forever, and there is not going to be a new normal. We're not going to tolerate it. So when this is over, we're going to say, thank goodness we survived all that. Now we have to get to work and clean up the mess from it. It's like rebuilding after World War II. Think about the damage that a person is going to experience when they wake up from this coma that they've been in, and they have to admit to themselves that they bought a story that on the surface no sensible person would buy and continued to buy it for months and then acted on it. People disconnected from their families over it. They were nasty and hostile and screamed at people. And, the whole nine yards, the self-righteous nonsense that these people perpetuate. They don't know what they're doing. They don't understand what's going on. That's the problem with stupidity. You don't know what you're doing. But think about how damaged they're going to be at the end of this. And we're going to have a lot of compassion for them. We're going to have a lot of therapy for them, because I would hate to be them, as aggravating as they are right now, and as much as they think they're in control of the world, I'd rather be us than them.
It reminds me of I was deep in 9/11 truth. You probably don't know my background, but my husband and I had a newspaper, and we had our first, well, actually our second radio show on this network, to help promote the paper, et cetera, and just, have authors on and just people just like you. So that was, back in right after, that was during the Bush era, and, after Bush, it was Obama. And so, but yeah, he was actually killed, for our work. So that was, most people on the network know all about that. But long story short, I bring up 9/11 because that to me was so pivotal, that event. I mean, it was so staged. I mean, everything was set up, the Patriot Act. We had the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. Everything was absolutely rolled out in lockstep. I mean, it was unbelievable. So a lot of us that were awake were, we saw it pretty much right away, I mean, I did, and I remember going to the post office the next day and saying something to the other people, saying, "Wow, can you believe they want us to believe blah blah blah, and that this building can come down into powdered rubble in less than 10 seconds from burning jet fuel? I mean, this is a steel beam structure." And they all looked at me like I was crazy. I was crazy. And I thought, oh my gosh, I think I'm on the wrong planet. I'm just saying that to me was our opportunity to really wake up to what's going on.
Well, I think we need to wake up to what's going on a maybe a little bit different level. I think that here are our problems. I'll go back to the perfect storm. We have a problem with public education, definitely.
Yes.
And universities have been a place to continue the brainwashing and dumbing down that starts in primary school. And I mean, the safe rooms, just on its surface, there were a lot of people who were talking about this long before this started, that what are we doing with young adults who should be learning how to think, giving them a safe space to go visit so that they don't have to hear something they don't want to hear. So We have this problem. We have another problem with the media, which is absolutely been re it's been reporting the fake news for a long time. And there was a certain segment of the population that was happy about it because it was politically expedient for them. But many of us were pointing out that sooner or later, when you've got a news media that's completely abandoned its responsibility, which is to keep government honest, to expose fraud and all that. This is going to be a big problem. It certainly is. Then you have a government that's becoming increasingly intrusive, and people essentially thinking that that's okay. I mean, the Democrats almost nominated a socialist slash communist to be the top of the ticket. And last but not least, and this is maybe the most important thing, we have a medical profession, medical institution, organized medicine that is willing to do almost anything it's told to do. And we had a really interesting thing we should have learned a lot from a couple of years ago, a few years ago, the opiate epidemic. People think that the whole thing was about pill mills, and they did their share to make that mess. But the biggest part of it was pretty girls who were cheerleaders in high school went to work for Purdue Pharma, and they called on doctors and said there's an epidemic of untreated pain in our country, and OxyContin is not addictive. And on that basis, seriously, it wasn't any more than that. We had hundreds of thousands of doctors who started writing script. And so the people who could have stopped this from happening quickly would have been doctors just saying this is ridiculous, stepping up. And more of them are doing that. But the vast majority of them go along to get along. They don't think. They're not taught to think. In fact, I've written about this. There's a big difference between law school and medical school. In law school, you're taught to argue. That's what it's all about. You can't get out of law school without being good at arguing. In medical school, you're taught to comply. You're taught to go along with everything. This is a bad way. Bringing up or educating unthinking doctors who do what they're told is a bad, bad, bad thing, particularly as powerful as they are. So the good news in all of this is that institutions like education and medicine that many of us have been talking about for our entire adult lives, and we haven't really moved the needle in terms of reform in either one, they're collapsing now. So they're going to get reformed, and out of this will come some good things. It's the wrong way to have gone about it. It could have been done without this, but there will be some good things that do come out of this.
Yeah, it's kind of like to me the yin yang, that whole thing where it has to reach this crescendo before the good starts building out of it. You have to hit that all-time low before enough people wake up to rebuild. It's that whole cycle, and we've seen it repeat many times on the planet. I guess all of us didn't want to see it actually get to this point in our lifetime, but it
Well, the
has.
collateral damage is huge. I mean, the fact that so many people have died, as I mentioned earlier, it didn't have to happen this way. But in happening this way, it becomes impossible at this point in time. You can't not do something about it. Once you can't not do something about it. So that's why I've gotten involved in this, and why I don't have a life right now. My life is literally, well, I mean, I have a business to run and all that, but my life really is getting up in the morning and working on this every waking moment, and it's mostly waking moments these days. But the good news is that things are starting to go our direction. We are starting to make some headway, and I think once I felt, I'll just tell you this, I'm pretty good I've been analyzing stuff for my whole career. And I have a pretty good sense of where things are going direction-wise. And I think until about mid-August, I always knew that this was going to come out okay in the end, but I felt like every week it was getting worse because, sooner or later it turns around, but it was getting worse. And then along about mid-August, I really started to feel like we were coming out of the abyss. And it's still terrible. I mean, people listening to this are going, my gosh, how can you say things are getting better? My life is awful. Well, I understand that, but when I say things are getting better, what I mean is that people are finding each other and working together and all that. It is getting better.
Yeah, I would agree. We're coming up to a commercial break, so please stay tuned. You're listening to my guest, Pam Popper, on Immunize Wisely.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Pam and I were just talking about, beyond her books, how she was in August felt like there was a turning point. So, that of course ties into the lawsuit. Why don't you just tell us how that happened in August? Because I know it's happening all over the world. You know, the big protest, everyone seems to be coming together and saying, we've had enough.
Yeah. So I'll tell you from my perspective, there are three or four things that went on over the summer that were really important, in my opinion. The first thing is that there were many of us, you being among them, who were talking about this in a very public way. But we were all in our own little silos. We weren't connected to each other. And then all of a sudden, we all started finding each other and working together and collaborating. And then our voices collectively were reaching more people and more people and more people. And so that was a good thing. People working together. That's one of the things that's made some magic happen, particularly lately. I think the second thing was that I said from the beginning, there were three groups of people: the people who bought the story, the people like us who knew from the get-go, and then this middle group of people who weren't thinking about is this true or not. They were just overwhelmed. And just think about it from the perspective of somebody who has three kids who are schooling at home and you only have two computers, and all of a sudden you're working from home and you never did a Zoom meeting before, and your life has just turned into total chaos, and you're not really worried about if there's a conspiracy or a real, nobody's worried about anything in that situation except what the heck are we going to be doing here to survive? Well, those people got calmed down enough to start looking around and going, this can't be right. I mean, you know, I understood back in March when we were flattening the curve, but my gosh, it's June and my business is still closed. And now they're talking about kids not going back to school. This is nuts. And when those people started joining our ranks, we were really increasing our numbers significantly. And we saw that when we launched MakeAmericansFreeAgain.com. Mm-hmm. We launched on July 7th, and you could see the momentum in terms of more and more people signing in. It was exponentially growing. I think the third thing was that, people say that I'm just overly optimistic, but I am optimistic. Lawsuits were being filed all over the country, and they were largely failing. And that actually turned out to be a good thing. And you might think, how the heck could that be a good thing? Well, we were learning from watching the failures. And I had become friendly with an attorney in Florida. We were having a lot of long conversations on the phone looking at these lawsuits. I read probably myself 1,000 of them. And what I started to see, and this attorney was seeing the same thing that I was talking with a lot. It's great to have him as a sounding board. I think he used me as a sounding board too. We were talking about the same thing. But what we were starting to see is the flaw in the reasoning. In other words, this circular thing was going on with all these lawsuits, like 5,000 of them filed, and they were well-intentioned, but here's the way it would go. A person would file a lawsuit saying, our constitutional rights are being violated. They were. This is a true thing. And then the other side, the government, would show up and say, oh, it's an emergency. We have these powers. And the judge would say, oh, well, you're right. Okay. And once in a while, one would slip through the cracks, and then it would quickly get overturned on appeal, and everybody's right back where they started from, like what happened in Pennsylvania just recently. So we started to feel increasingly that it was important to file a lawsuit that actually went to the crux of it, which ours does. It claims that there is no pandemic. There is no emergency. Furthermore, that they know it, which means that they are fraudulently doing all this stuff. And so when your claim in the lawsuit is that there's no emergency, they can't just come back and say there's an emergency. They have to prove there's an emergency. And then we know that they're not going to be able to do it. So anyway, you don't know me really well, but one of the stories of my life, for whatever reason it is I'm a very lucky person, and whatever I want usually happens. And here's the secret. This only works if you want good things. If you want bad things, you're not going to get what you want. But I've always felt like in a karmic way, asking for the right things brought them, you know, it's a God thing or whatever you want to call it. We all have different beliefs about that. So it had to be maybe 5 days after we had this discussion about the right lawsuit to file. I got a phone call from Jason Hedges with Ohio Stands Up. He's a school psychologist here in Ohio, and he just said, I can't stand by and watch this happen. I'm too concerned about the future. And so anyway, I've raised some money and I found this lawyer, and I think he's really good. He has this really unique way of approaching the lawsuit we're going to file here. And he said, would you really be willing to talk to him and help us? I said, I would love to help. So we exchanged text messages, and Tom Renz, the attorney, and I ended up spending, I don't know, it was like all of Saturday night on the phone talking, and the lawsuit that he wanted to file was the one I'm talking about, that it's fraudulent. Right. There is no pandemic, that the numbers are being skewed, the whole nine yards. I said, oh, please let me in. I will help. And so I'm not a lawyer, but I'm really good at research. I help line up some of the experts dealing with raising money. It's a very big money pit that you have to feed all the time. But anyway, that's how the lawsuit got filed. And so all of this summer, you know, when we were like mid-August, we were getting close to filing. We knew we had the right strategy. We were seeing numbers. I mean, just numbers of people and people getting together. And then the protests started in Europe. And you could just, it's like, I guess the best way I could describe it, it's just like watching humanity rise up. That's what was happening.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So this is exciting. Okay. Thanks so much, Pam. Coming up on a commercial break, please stay tuned for more from Dr. Popper.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor, I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I want to just mention real quick is Dr. Pam Popper. She's with Make Americans Free Again, and she joined up with OhioStandsUp.org, and they're doing great things with this lawsuit. And I know there's another state they're not announcing, and other states are encouraged to join. So why don't you go ahead and share with us a little bit about the lawsuit, why it's so unique, you know, even if you have to repeat a little bit.
Sure.
For people that are just joining.
Yeah, so the difference between our lawsuit and everybody else's, there are several differences, but one, and the most important one, is claiming that there is no emergency, that there is no pandemic, that this is a fake thing, and that furthermore, that the government knows it and is deliberately doing this, which makes them guilty of fraud. And we filed it in federal court, not state court. And again, we had the benefit of learning from other people who were trying to do good things, but were not succeeding. So, and another thing that I'll mention, you know, a lot of people think I'm not doing anything sometimes, but, mm-hmm. but you know, just being busy for the sake of being busy is not real helpful. You try to put together a strategy for going forward, which is what we're doing here. We're putting together strategies. So anyway, we filed this case on August 31st. And when you claim that there is no emergency, there is no pandemic, you completely disable the other side to claim the reason why they're doing what they're doing is because there's a pandemic. Now they have to prove that there is. So the next thing that happened makes a lot of people sideways. If you've never filed lawsuits like this, I've been involved in a lot of them over the years. Another story for after this is all over, we'll do another show. But the first thing you expect, I mean, let's just think about this. The government has been accused of fraud. They cannot defend themselves. We know that. So what do you think is going to happen? That this attorney is going to walk in and go, okay, you got us. Here's the stuff, right? So the first thing they do is they file to dismiss, and then they say, we're not going to give you anything. And they go through all the procedural stuff, which is absolutely expected. I mean, if DeWine was stupid enough to hire lawyers that wouldn't do that, you'd really wonder. I mean, the guy's worth $70 million. He's not an idiot. So right. Anyhow, go through all these procedural things, but in the midst of it, to a certain extent, they're so careless and they're so just crazy right now that they're tired and they're making mistakes. And we found one, a big one. And we put this out in a news release, we filed another complaint. We amended our complaint and then filed for an emergency hearing. On the basis of this, the governor continues to refer to Ohio Revised Code, blah, 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 blah. Well, if you read that Ohio Revised Code, here's what it says. It says that you only have 120 days. That's it. That's the longest you can do something like this. And then after that, you have to go through the rulemaking process, which means that you have to put out your data. It's open for public comment and all that sort of thing. Furthermore, it's clear if you read this code that anything that you do after the 120 days, which in our case, I think the cutoff date was like July 12th, is considered an amendment to what you were doing before, which means in essence, everything that our little emperor DeWine has done is null and void. I call him an emperor because he no longer acts like an elected official. And I'm real proud of that. Just as an aside, I started calling these people emperors and empresses. Everybody uses that terminology now. They write to me and they say, hello, I'm under the governance of Empress Brown in Oregon. So anyway, we filed for an emergency hearing on Wednesday. And on Thursday, the judge scheduled it for Monday. So we're back in court on Monday. And we'll see what happens. But what I would tell people who are watching this is a couple of things. The first thing is, don't get all sideways over the procedural stuff. It happens all the time. It's part of the deal. The second thing is that we are going to help groups file in other states. Now, there's going to be some criteria for that. And one of them is how many names in the MAFA database, Make Americans Free Again database, are in our database from your state. And the reason this becomes important is that how we pulled this off in Ohio is to have a pretty good infrastructure and fundraising machine and the whole nine yards. We've already raised over $110,000 for this. So we have to make sure that the groups can finance this, because an attorney who's going to take this on, who understands it, isn't going to be doing anything else. In other words, if you go find somebody who says, sure, I'll just keep my law practice going while I do this for you, that guy probably or that woman probably doesn't really understand what this is going to take. So we've given our attorney the luxury of not doing anything else during this period of time. So that's sort of where we are on it. Monday is going to be an interesting day, but it's going to be interesting every day from now on.
Right. Definitely an interesting day. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, not just today, I mean, every day. Oh, it's overwhelming. But yeah, no, this is okay. I am in Idaho. Other people are in Montana. Other people are in Florida. A lot of us are looking at, hey, our governors are out of control. Our whole state government is out of control. We have ordinances in cities in our state requiring children to mask. And it's absolutely, I mean, when you look at the real science, as you know, how harmful it is for children and adults to mask. I mean, they just came out, I think it was actually on RBN, Ben Swan came out with or highlighted some new CDC study where 70% of people are claiming or they're saying have COVID, whatever that is, are sick, were maskers. They masked all the time. And well, then 3% didn't mask at all. So, I mean, it, obviously the oxygen deprivation is doing a lot of harm to people, making them sick, aside from the lack of oxygen to the brain. I mean, I'm horrified, frankly.
Well, me too, but we have to start understanding what we can do about it. And
right.
So the first thing you do is you get your kids out of school. All right?
Right.
Kids don't have to wear masks if they're not in school. And the bottom, we created this ginormous homeschool resource center. It's still available. It's all free. We have private coaches that will help you get your kid into or kids into a proper homeschool program that works for you and your family. So you get your children out of school. And then the next thing that you do is you stop going any place you don't have to go. All right. Because one of the ways, in other words, instead of saying, well, I better go out and shop, this would be a good time to buy clothes, I need new shoes, I don't go anywhere. There's nothing right now other than buying food that I need to do. So I understand if you have to go to work or whatever, but my point is that people are making this worse than it needs to be. You know, I'm not getting my teeth cleaned this fall. They're not going to fall out of my head if it waits until next February. All right. But what I am going to do is I'm going to save myself all that nonsense of the dentist and the temperature checks and the whole nine yards. And furthermore, when you don't patronize any place, if we all did that, everybody would be screaming for this to be over. If the only time people went to Target was to buy food and that's it, nothing else there. And by the way, there's other places you can buy food, so you can starve out these big box places. This would be over faster. So people really need to understand the power that they have to change this in significant ways. I tell people all the time, you're never going to get the school system to change anything until the buildings are empty. Then you will see such a scramble to get rid of all this nonsense, because the teachers' unions will start to put pressure on politicians to stop the nonsense. We're more powerful than we think. And so when people write to me and they give me their whole sad song and dance about how when they went to the pet food store, stop going there. All right. Stop fighting with them at Walmart. You know something? There are other places to shop but Costco. I've never walked into one and there's nothing in this house that I want from never having gone. Okay. So we really need, this is where the toughening up comes and realizing that one person doesn't make a difference, but tens of millions of us making these kinds of decisions would make a difference in a week.
Right.
Really.
Totally agree. I mean, this is one thing I've told people, the same thing. I mean, basically ditto, you know, the most important thing you do is pull your kids out of school. So, I mean, we are so on the same page. And then, you know, food empowerment too. I mean, community gardens are powerful, you know, doing co-ops. I mean, I don't know. I try to avoid the big box stores every now and then. It's difficult, but the more people that can just say no to them, the better for sure. They get you with the, you know, economics, that's the thing. You know, the young people have a real hard time making it in today's economic world. And so, you know, it's they end up being stuck in the box store situation.
Nobody's stuck in the box store situation. And word gets out where you can shop without a mask for food. So
right.
Again, that there's a certain, you know, part of what people need to learn from this. And I'm just pretty straightforward. I guess one of the things I love about being my age is just don't care anymore because I just say what I think needs to be said.
I know.
So one of the things that we all need to realize is we're in this because citizenry in the United States has become lazy. All right. So to a certain extent, what I don't want people to think from listening to this is, oh, well, I'm glad things are getting better. That Pam Popper and MakeAmericansFreeAgain.com and Tom Renz are just going to fix it all for us. Yeah, we have the capacity to help fix what people can't fix on their own. But having said that, everybody needs to start getting up every morning and say, first of all, am I in that MAFA database? Second of all, what am I doing to recruit to that MAFA database? Because I want my state to be involved in one of these actions sooner rather than later. And the third thing is, what actions can I take today to put pressure on the system so that the system will collapse that these nitwits have created for us? Okay, that's what our job is every day. And if 330 million people, well, let's take out the sheep. You know, you got 70 million sheep sitting at home, but if the rest of us would get up every morning and do this, like I said, this would have been over already. okay? Mm-hmm. When nobody showed up at school in August, they would have been panicked and doing whatever they had to do to get kids back in the building, including no masks. But instead, everybody goes, oh, well, I guess I better do it. As long as you, how you got in this mess was mm-hmm. behaving that way. Stop it, right?
Yep. I completely agree. And I'm gratified to be in an area where more people stand up than yes. other areas, you know, but that's not true in different parts of the country. You know, I just right. know, like, in Washington State, you know, I mean, you have the police force right behind, you know, backing them up. I mean, people will turn you in. There's like snitches. I'm like, wow. And that's just right next door to me, by the way. I'm in Idaho. Right. So, right. You know, I just see these different parts of the country, and I, you know, I'm rather horrified because we have a invasion. You know, most people know that Idaho is being invaded by Oregon and California and Washington right now.
Right. Yeah. Well, a lot of people are fleeing those states. They wanted to flee even before this happened. This just was the impetus to say we really do have to get out of these places because they've become uninhabitable. It's the highest price living in the whole country with the lowest quality of life once they started burning down the cities and doing the draconian things that they're doing. I mean, I've seen those terrible pictures from cities out west that I used to love visiting that are just shells now. I mean, I wouldn't want to live there. It's not safe to live there, let alone, right. you know, good quality of life to live in these places. So Idaho's getting an influx, and I expect that that will continue for a real long time, even when this is over.
Right. Okay, so, you know, we're going to... By the way, we're going to end up having a lot of callers likely because I think a lot of people want to find out more other than, you know, so we should just, do we join? Is there a conversation, you know, join Make Americans Free Again? And, you know, is there like a template we can follow? So are the group that we get together, I mean, most states have some kind of a statewide group that's freedom oriented. We have people's rights here. We have Health Freedom Idaho. We have several groups that could be pulled together under one umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we don't want to stop those groups from functioning. Our whole idea is that the groups that are functional and in agreement about what to do, because you've got some fringy groups out there too, but the ones that are right. functional and really in agreement about what to do, we want to keep those groups together and just have them collaborate with one another. And we're trying to set the model for that. Make Americans Free Again and Ohio Stands Up are separate organizations, but we share a common interest. You know, our organization has some broader mandates for ourselves with the homeschooling. The lawsuit is a piece of it. Working on the vaccine issues and all this sort of thing. So we have a little bit more complex and long-term strategy. But my point is that our groups work really well together. We're not competing with each other. We're working together on this lawsuit. And we want to form those collaborations in other states too. So the key to it is join us, not at the expense of you. In other words, you don't give up your, let's say you've got a group of 200 people that is fighting for freedom in whatever state. Continue to be part of that group. In fact, give your money to that group. MAFA does not take money from anybody. Okay, I'm funding that by myself. I don't want your money. You'll never have right. anybody tell you that as long as you live, that they don't want your money, but I actually don't. The only money that we collect through MAFA is directly to the legal fund. We don't even see that money. It goes right into the legal fund, okay? So you join us for free, and we'll take care of all the expenses of managing this, and then we'll help you set yourself up so you can duplicate what we've done in Ohio to go forward and make it happen in your state. And one of the things that will happen as we get other states involved is you file this in every state that's affected. Obviously, South Dakota, we don't have to worry about too much, but you file it in the affected states. And what will happen is you're going to see pieces of the case thrown out here and there, but enough will survive that it's all going to end up at the United States Supreme Court for the big issues. Like there's a big issue in the long term once people are free that has to be determined, like who gets to declare an emergency and how is that declared and that sort of thing. I mean, what if Fauci's right. successor says we're having too many traffic fatalities, everybody has to stop driving? Well, that would have sounded like a crazy idea a year ago, but it sure doesn't now, you know? So anyway, there will be a lot for us to all benefit by working together and coming to the public with one voice, coming to the court system with one voice, and showing how formidable this opposition to this is, because there are more of us than there are of them. And we actually are more powerful than they are if we speak with one voice. So I'm very excited about the opportunity to collaborate and to develop a very cohesive organization of organizations, if that makes sense, so that we can really make this go away faster and faster. We'll gain momentum the other direction. I think we all remember back in March when the dominoes were falling. It's like every day another bad announcement of closures and all this kind of stuff. It's like, oh my gosh, how much worse can it get? We saw it could get really worse. Well, by the same token, the dominoes can start to go the other direction, where every day there's a good announcement, right? Something's going our way.
Right.
And that will keep people excited, I think.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It will keep us. We're all getting pretty excited because we're seeing, this whole lawsuit with Ohio, to me, is exactly where it needed to go. You know, we can't, be going on, oh, you're violating my constitutional rights, and then it's an emergency. Well, it's not an emergency. You have to prove that it's actually an emergency. And that's huge. I think they're having a hard time with that because they can't provide the proof that there ever was one. There was no justification for these lockdowns. And that's really where we need to go. And I'm so thankful this is happening. So we should just, should we go to Make Americans Free Again?
Right.
Join, and you'll have some information in the blog on how our states can join. I just want to get really clear on that.
There's plenty of stuff on the MakeAmericansFreeAgain.com website. We've got updates on our lawsuit. We try to post everything we can about lawsuits that are going on in other places because everybody else can learn from them too. But we post updates regularly. We do conference calls. We've done two conference calls and a live meeting at our office where Tom spoke, so people can watch and listen, learn more about the whole thing, from those that are recorded and posted on the site. I hold conference calls regularly. We're doing, if you live in Central Ohio or any place drivable, every Thursday night at 6 o'clock at our office in Central Ohio, we have Make Americans Free Again meeting. I do conference calls. I'm going to start another series of conference calls just to do Q&A for people. We'll post those recordings on the website as well. So we try to keep people as informed as we can. Also, I put out a newsletter on Monday and video clips on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's all free. You can email me at pampopper@msn.com and get on that mailing list. And then I post the forbidden video once a week on our website, the stuff I can't talk about on YouTube for obvious reasons. So anyway, we're giving away and disseminating as much free information as we possibly can and still get our work done. But to a certain extent, we've got to be able to see. In other words, what we can't do, and just understand from our perspective, we can't, for example, in Idaho, people say, well, there's just thousands of people that are interested in this, so let's go. We got to see the thousands of people in our database. That's how we know they're interested in this. And then we'll say, okay, Idaho's obviously like ready to go, or whatever state, then we'll know. And then we can proceed. And then the other thing too, and this is something to take into consideration, while you're getting all those names in the database, you can always go find an attorney to file anything you want, okay? Please don't be deceived by that. You need a really, really good attorney, a trial lawyer. A good attorney, a good trial lawyer is going to look at this a couple different ways, because I know that Tom did. The first thing is, what kind of infrastructure do you have to support this? Because I have to do this full time to do it right for you. So if you can't come up with money, then there's no sense in taking this on. So please understand, the right kind of lawyer, unless you've got an independently wealthy one, and there are some out there who are basically saying, I just want to do this for the cause. That's one thing. But the vast majority of attorneys will have to get paid something, and a lot of something in most cases. And the second thing is just the amount of work that has to be done to raise money, to get the word out, to line up experts. You're going to have to pay the experts, even if you don't have to pay your attorney. You're going to have to pay experts, right? So the bottom line is the right attorney. People say, well, let's go find a lawyer. Why don't you get your organization and group together and numbers and all that? Because you're going to need that in order to get a lawyer who's worth his or her salt to sign on. Because if, like I said, even if that lawyer can do it for free, they're going to say, well, where's your $100,000 for experts? Got that? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Right. Well, going to have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But we'll help. I mean, we know how to do this, and we have even some more. We're developing a couple of fundraising products that are really kick butt that are going to help too. So none of this is overcomable, but again, instead of just like flying around swatting at stuff, a lot of the activity out there is well-intentioned, but I describe it as like swatting flies with the kitchen door still open. you know, you just you can't get anywhere. So a little bit of strategy is really good as you move forward in these kinds of things.
Yeah, we absolutely, that's key. In fact, I like the idea of having fundraisers on with products that everyone wants. They need, they're going to use, and that can, you know, generate a lot of income. So, or, you know, for the organization. So, yeah, this is exciting. So
it is. It is. That's why I cannot sleep. People ask how I do it. Well, I'm excited about what we're doing, and I'm excited about the fact that I know in the long term it will work. I mean, in the short term, you know, you get up every day and you deal with what it gets put in front of you. But in the long term, it's the strategy that'll work. And when you feel like you're marching in the right direction instead of just waiting for the next disastrous announcement, it does feel a lot different, right?
Right. So, getting everyone to – so when you're talking about a database, you're talking about having Make Americans Free Again, having 1,000 people from Idaho signed up on that, and that would be getting all of our groups to join there. Is that right?
Right. We want to see numbers because we know like in Ohio, we have big numbers. That's why we've been able to raise money pretty easily. Now, when I say pretty easily, money raising is always difficult, you know, but comparatively speaking, we have a pretty good assurance that we're going to be able to keep coming up with money. We have really good experts. We have a good attorney who works on this all the time. You know, so we want to duplicate that kind of success in other states.
Right.
And also, you know, there's so much to do. For example, you know, we were talking earlier about getting kids out of school, and we were talking about you know, getting people to the place where in large numbers, they start dropping out of the spending money society to put pressure on the system. That number of people doing this in the state then starts to put pressure on the system in a different kind of way where legislators are. So right now we have another thing that's going on in Ohio is that a lot of pressure is being put through the legislature for the emperor to open up restaurants beyond 10 o'clock. I mean, he's just killing the restaurant industry. They're right now, the restaurant association says 80% of restaurants in Ohio are going to be closed if something doesn't change. And so the legislature is now getting involved, and they've sat by and watched it happen up until now.
Okay, stay tuned. You're reaching the top of the hour now. You're listening to Dr. Pam Popper and the law about the lawsuit in Ohio and spreading nationwide.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better.
My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.